check out the largest selection of latex pussies in the greater Buffalo area at
Lips.
Firm, jelly, pocket, and extra deep varieties for whatever your latex pussy pleasures are. Back in stock by popular demand, the Snapdragon, Mount Olympussy, and the Coco Stroker
Lips.
Is now proud to offer latex buttholes for even more penetrating options. New models include the Coal Miner's Daughter, the Pudding Cup, and Starfish Trooper.
Lips.
On Violin Avenue, across from the Pizza Hut.
Lips.
Hey, freaks, it's Monday, October 19th, 2009. Coming up on the program today, the dangers of home foreskin removal. Plus, karaoke scalping and testicles lodged in your abdomen. All of this plus your emails today on the Distorted View Show.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Timothy James Henson starting off a brand new week of programs. Got a great show for you today. At the top of the podcast, got to tell you about my new pet project. You know, this past weekend, I was going through all of the various utards I have featured over the years, and I thought I'd try to assemble them in one place, and that's what spawned utards.tumblr.com. You can check it out. There's about, 30 or so utards. Some of them old, some of them new. One of the utards I posted is an adult baby slash diaper lover, and I love, in his videos, he asks for advice.
Do any of the ABDLs out there have any experience with AB Universe or ABU?
AB Universe is a website that bills itself the world's best adult baby diaper lover superstore. It's the Amazon.com for shit freaks. They have all sorts of disposable and cloth diapers and diaper accessories. I didn't even realize there were such a thing as diaper accessories. So yes, they sell everything from Goodnight pull-ups to Pampers underjams to more adult-oriented ABU extra thick overnights. They're currently offering a buy one get one free deal on those. The extra thick overnights are inspired by the 1997 Loves overnights. Oh, that was a great year for Loves. These adult-sized diapers feature several improvements over our original hit product, including a thicker, more absorbent pad and surge zone. What the hell is a surge zone? That sounds like military terminology. We gotta strike their surge zone. And just like real the surge zone, I guess that's like the area of impact where the shit actually hits the diaper. Or maybe that's where like piss hits. Surges out. Just like the real baby diapers, they have a big number indicating the size. We use 8 for fun and for pretend fantasy that you've moved up from a 7 diaper and not quite ready for good night, even though we have those too. Wow, pretty elaborate. They're not just for nighttime when those heavy wetters need more padding. So that's what AB Universe is when the guy mentions that.
I was in Daily Diapers the other day.
Oh, yes, Daily Diapers is another ABDL website. This one is more of a community. There are stories, pictures, a forum, of course.
I was in Daily Diapers the other day in the chat, and a number of people said don't order from them. They have nothing but problems with ordering from them.
I wonder if they have unresolved complaints with the Better Business Bureau. I never received my shipment of Dignity Doublers, which, by the way, is a real diaper you can order from AB Universe. I can't imagine wearing diapers actually doubles your dignity. It should be called Dignity Deficiency.
Earlier today, or earlier this evening, I was over on Facebook, and somebody said, no, the ABU products are great. Yeah, they don't have problems with ABU, so I don't know. So if anybody has any information, I would like to know. And what quality diapers do they have? I mean, I'm thinking of the ABU overnights.
Yes. Now's the time to buy them with their, you know, BOGO deal.
I like the, you know, the design, the pattern that they have on, you know, the design they have on the diapers.
It's fanciful.
So
it's a fanciful design.
You know, I'd like to compare them, the ABUs with Bambinos. Because I've only tried Bambinos.
Bambinos.
I mean, I've tried, you know, other adult diapers, but...
Wow.
Not other ABDL diapers. So if anybody has any comments, please let me know.
You can't beat the Bambinos. What's interesting is this guy goes on to say, well, I'm not going to be purchasing any adult baby products for a while because my account is overdrawn. Have you ever noticed that trannies and, like, people that are into this shit, they always have financial issues because they waste all of their money on fucking pacifiers and cloth diapers and hormone pills and all that bullshit.
Just not going to happen. And plus, I'm going to have to save up for a futon. And I need to get a plastic cover, mattress protector, so I can put on the futon. My cats used to pee on my futon.
I can't believe that bothers you, considering what the fuck you do.
But now, you know, of course, it's not going to be there. It's going to be me.
Right.
Of course, Lucky might do it, too, but...
it's a big fucking piss party happening on your futon.
Anyway, so if anybody is interested... You know, as soon as my second cushy tush comes in, I'm gonna
cushy tush.
You know, I'll wear one and then give you a, you know, show the other one so you can.
Please do. Now we've talked about adult baby diaper lovers many times on the show, and each time I get sucked into their world for a while. I just lurk around the message board and read as much as I can about these fucking freaks of nature. For instance, on the Daily Diaper message board. Currently, there's a big discussion on saltwater enemas. Fully Loaded just wrote in, great username, I just tried the saltwater enema. All I can say is, holy crap! I kind of had to push it out a little, but once it started, it didn't stop. Make sure you have ample protection. I use two thick cloth diapers with plastic pants. Cleanup is gonna be messy, so if you like it messy, you have to try it. Yeah, a lot of important stuff is being discussed over there at Daily Diaper, who, by the way, have an official sponsor, Phoneamommy.com. I know what you're saying, Tim. You've got to call this phone sex line. Look, I would love to. I'm not made of fucking money, though, and these things are expensive. And I've got bills. Oh, I'm just kidding. Of course I called. Of course another ta-da is in order. Now, a couple things. I don't necessarily know how to act during these phone sex conversations. I was assuming that I would have to try to pretend to be a baby, right? So I'm doing my best adult baby impression here. Also, I try to get the phone whore into a little light scat play. She's very reluctant to the idea, which was a total turnoff, right? Here we go. Enjoy.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Who's this?
My name is Timmy.
Timmy? Well, hi, Timmy, sweetheart.
Hi.
What are you doing tonight?
Nothing. Are you going to be my mommy?
I would love to be your mommy.
Yay!
Oh, how old is Timmy?
3 years old.
Well, you're just a little fella, huh?
Uh-huh. Guess what? I can count to 3, too.
Can you? Let's see.
1, 2...
So is that your cue? Come on, sweetheart.
I don't know.
How old is Timmy, remember?
I don't know.
Oh, sweetheart, come here.
I don't know. I don't want to know what it is. What's after 2?
3.
Oh.
You want me a nice day, huh?
Mommy.
Yes, sweetheart.
My diapers are messy.
They are. Did you make a poopsie?
Uh-huh. A number 2.
Oh. Number 2. Well, we'll take care of that. Like to get that all cleaned up?
Uh-huh.
Let me get your plastic pants down.
It's still coming out.
Okay, put them. Oh, we better wait then, huh? Mm-hmm.
Are you going to get some on your fingers?
It happens sometimes, doesn't it?
What does it smell like?
It smells like stinky poo.
You don't like it?
Oh, I don't mind it. That's what babies do.
Rub it on your on your lip and make it a mustache.
Oh, you don't want mommy to have a poopy mustache for you.
Uh-huh.
Don't.
Yeah.
Are you done feeling your daisy, sweetheart?
Uh-huh. It's all for you. Now rub it on your lip. Rub the shit on your lip.
Excuse me?
Rub the shit on your lip.
Are you being serious right now?
Yes.
Okay, well, I'm a little confused. I thought you were wanting a baby call.
I do. I want to see mommy put the shit on her lip.
Well, mommy's got to get your plastic pants down first, don't we?
Okay.
There you go. With the other side. Shoo-wee.
Stinky, huh?
Oh, you got a shoo-wee diaper, don't you?
Uh-huh. Where's the dirty diaper?
It's right here. Mommy has to take it into the laundry room, doesn't she?
Well, you know what you have to do first.
No, mommy's got to get you all cleaned up.
You got to rub it on your lip.
Where's your little binky, sweetheart? Let me slide that in your mouth. Good stuff.
Poopy mustache! Rub the shit on your lip already, woman! Come on! And that's pretty much where the phone call ended. You know, if you're a fucking phone sex operator for an adult baby diaper lover line, you would think you'd be a little more open to poopy play. Because that's kind of comes with the territory, right? Dirty, stinky baby diapers. That woman was not very professional. I will not be calling them again. Moving on now, Brayden sent me a short porno clip, which at first seemed pretty normal.
Good one.
A little bit of cock gagging at the beginning.
Oh my god. Oh.
Then it moved to the penetration scene where the porn star utters a strange line.
Oh my god. My ass feels like a burning angel. Oh.
What the hell does that mean?
My ass feels like a burning angel.
My ass feels like a burning angel. First of all, if you're looking for a personal tagline, I can't think of a better one. Tim Henson. His ass feels like a burning angel. Secondly, if someone who I was fucking told me that anything on their body felt burning, I'd be popping my cock out and zipping that sucker up faster than you can say Valtrax, because if there's one thing I don't need, it would have to be peanut butter AIDS. Finally, oh, thank you very much, Brayden, for that curious little clip. Finally, before we get into the news, Strip Club DJ sent in a video. It's another spit fetish clip, however, this one's a little bit different. There's only one girl in the scene and a camera. The camera is supposed to be us, and she's going to abuse us with her spit and her verbal tongue lashing.
I'm going to spit in your face all day long.
All right.
And I want you to lick every last drop, you silly little faggot boy.
How did she know my nickname from high school? So the great thing about this is she's actually spitting on the lens of the camera, and you can, like, all of her spittle, that foamy little spit is collecting.
Every last bit of spit. I want you to lick, I want you to taste. I want you to taste my saliva in your mouth.
Mouth. In her mouth.
Can you taste it? You can.
Someone had Taco Bell earlier. It's kind of gross.
You can taste my saliva running down the back of your throat, dripping off your tongue, dripping off your lips. Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now, wipe yourself, you silly little faggot. You're a mess. Clean yourself up. Wipe this fucking mess off you. You're an absolute fucking mess.
You keep spitting on me. Of course I'm going to be a mess.
Wipe it off. Every last drop. You silly little fucking slut. No, that's better.
Okay.
I'm going to continually spit in your face whenever I say so, whenever I wish. Is that understood, slave?
Yeah.
I'm going to do it when I want. Come here. I'm going to spit until I decide I don't want to anymore.
Yeah, okay, I got it already.
Gonna spit in your face, degrade you, humiliate you.
What was that?
Gonna spit in your face, degrade you, humiliate you.
What the fuck did she say?
Degrade you, humiliate you. Degrade you, humiliate you.
Was she trying to say humiliate?
Degrade you, humiliate you.
Humiliate you.
A poor excuse for a fucking man. A poor fucking excuse. A man who doesn't have...
Not a poor excuse. A poor. A poor excuse.
A poor fucking excuse.
Oh, a poor fucking excuse.
A man who doesn't have a fucking dick. A man who can't take a virgin like me. Wipe your fucking face. You're a fucking mess.
I know.
Fucking mess.
All right, you get the idea.
I said wipe your fucking face.
All right! Shut up!
Wipe yourself, you fucking sleaze. Fucking perverted, dirty little bastard. I will humiliate you at my entertainment.
Sounds good. Thank you very much, Strip Club DJ, for that. Let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up, fucked up news right now. If you like the show, consider supporting it for only $5 a month or $50 a year. That's like getting 2 months free. You get access to the Distorted View Sideshow. That is our member site where every week you get bonus episodes, extended shows, video casts, and so much more. Full access to the entire archive of Distorted View shows. Well over 1,000 at this point. It's not a bad deal. Sign up right now. Superfreaksideshow.com. Support the show. Get cool stuff. Good deal. By the way, Corey's Butt Fudge Sunday, he sent it to me yesterday. I'm having a hell of a time getting it uploaded for some reason. So I apologize for that. It'll be up as soon as it works, I guess. I don't know. There's some sort of technical issue. But Corey's not being lazy about it. He posted it. He gave it to me yesterday. And I'm just having some issues with it. So we'll get that straightened out. Butt Fudge Sunday for Sideshow Freaks will be posted soon. Three quick stories now, and then we will get the hell out of here. First up, this one comes from Vancouver. A Vancouver area man has been convicted of criminal negligence causing bodily harm for a botched amateur circumcision. That ta-da is getting quite a workout. Now, here's the thing. I would much rather someone give me an amateur root canal than an amateur circumcision. Because at least when you're, you know, posing as a tooth doctor, also some areas refer to them as dentists, you know, there's shit that can help you numb the pain, right? Or a gel and shit. It's also good for masturbating with, as the window licker will attest to. But circumcision, how the fuck are you gonna cope with that pain? Tylenol PM is not gonna cut it. Why did the father think he could handle this task? Let's read on. Yes, Justice Marion Allen acquitted the man, who along with his family can't be identified under a publication ban, of aggravated assault with a weapon. The child... the knife happened to be the weapon. The child, now age 6, was treated in the hospital for what doctors said was an incomplete circumcision and has since made a full recovery. The boy's father, who subscribes to a religious philosophy, of course, he's a fucking religious nut job. Jesus is supposed to be your co-pilot. He never once insinuated that he's going to be right next to you as you butcher your child's penis. All right, so yes, religion once again ruins another set of genitals. The boy's father, who subscribes to a religious philosophy that incorporates Hebrew elements, previously tried to circumcise himself and also had to seek medical help for that one. Maybe his line of thought was, you know, it's always harder when you try to do it to yourself. But when you can really get close to the penis, stare the cock right in its eye, you can see what you're doing. So I totally understand why he would try a second circumcision after the first one failed so spectacularly. Yes, he learned about the circumcision on the internet and sent away for special instruments. What instrument did they receive?
The jaws of the Henderson instrument gripped the intact cord just above the testicle. Using a standard 3/8 inch or larger variable speed cordless drill with a neutral switch, the operator spins the tool, twisting the cord tightly on itself until it fractures, usually 20 to 25 turns.
I think the online company got the orders mixed up. Circumcision, castration, they sound very similar. All right, back to the story here. The court heard that the father put his son on the floor on some clean garbage bags and towels with Band-Aids and a veterinary powder used to stop bleeding standing by. From there, things went downhill. The man tried to drug his young son with wine and told him to lie still, but apparently jerked during the procedure, causing the man's hand to slip while cutting the foreskin. In his judgment posted Thursday, Allen said the man's first experience with home circumcision should have told him it was a serious, risky procedure. Surgery was required to remove hardened layer of the blood-stopping material that was caked onto the boy's penis and repair damage from the botched circumcision to prevent permanent disfigurement. The judge did say that the father's actions did not rise to the level of aggravated assault, nor could the razor instrument he used be considered a weapon that could cause death or injury. So there you go. Second story we have for you today. This one comes from Orange County, California. Three people were arrested on suspicion of attempted murder today on allegations that they attacked a man in a karaoke bar and used a knife to partially cut off his scalp and ear. They were not fans of his singing. The 27-year-old victim who lives in Orange went with his girlfriend to Karaoke Phoenix. Danny Thong Vu, 25, Dayun Kim Suk, 36, and a woman, Nyok Bao Tran, Jesus Christ, Asians love their karaoke, came to the bar separately to socialize with the couple. The victim's girlfriend and Tran started fighting, and then the men joined in. Part of his scalp was cut off, as well as part of his ear. These people are serious about their karaoke. Who brings, knives for scalping to a karaoke bar? Vu, Suk, and Tran fled the bar but were captured in Garden Grove after sheriff deputies put on a radio broadcast. The victim, whose name was not released, is in serious condition in a local hospital. His girlfriend, whose name was also not released, suffered minor injuries. Suk also has a wrist injury. He, Tran, and Vu were booked at Orange County Jail on suspicion of attempted murder. Kind of like my own karaoke murder of the song Gloria. And you really don't remember. Was it something that he said? Are the voices in your head calling Gloria, Gloria? Don't you think you're falling? If everybody wants you, why is anyone calling? You don't have to answer. Leave them hanging on the line. Leave them on the line. Gloria! All right, enough of that. And finally today, men walking in the Brookswood area of British Columbia may want to consider wearing a sports cup after a man was randomly kicked in the groin by a woman in high heels last month. The kick was so violent, her victim lost one of his testicles. Sure, why the hell not? One more ta-da. The crime has police concerned, and the young man warning he isn't the only victim of this high-heeled assault queen. Quote, it was around 2 p.m. in early September, and as I was walking by myself to McDonald's, which is just on 41 Avenue, okay, the girl was walking in the opposite direction as me, and I didn't think anything of it, when all of a sudden, she laid the boots to it. In absolute agony, Ed fell to the ground. He thinks he had lain there for around 15 minutes before gaining his strength to get up and go home. Before or after the attack, the woman said absolutely nothing. Quote, she didn't say anything to me. I thought either she's really disgruntled with her boyfriend and I was the first male she saw, or she's simply disturbed. My mom heard from some constables that this is the third time in the past month this has happened. One of the times happened at night. Now, here's my favorite part of the story. The damaging blow to his testicles sent one of them up into his abdomen. I saw a specialist and I went into surgery believing they could bring my testicle down again. But when I woke up from surgery, I was given the bad news that it had partially ruptured, and so they had to completely remove it. He's going to get a prosthetic in December. Ooh, a nudicle. But from what he's been told, there could be a change to his testosterone levels, which could have lifelong effects. Ed is coming forward because he wants the girl caught, but he also doesn't want anyone else to go through the terrible and life-altering things he's been through. Before the attack, Ed was ready to start working again after being off on work-related injuries for a year. This guy has the worst luck. He'll be off now for at least 4 more weeks without any heavy lifting. So there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, let's check in with my freaky deekies.
Hey, it's me, Alex from Pittsburgh. I'm just calling in to see what your opinion is on the last run of Mountain Dew that they had. The 2 flavors from World of Warcraft. I know you make fun of those nerds who play that.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to throw my 2 cents in here for that. I thought actually the orange one was worse than the blue one.
I agree. Now, they did the orange one. They had the orange version before. Or red, or whatever color it was, during their Halo promotion. Whatever, Halo 2 or 3 or whatever was coming out. And they brought it back and they included a blue flavor. And I agree, the blue was a little bit better. I didn't really care for either of them. By the way, Mountain Dew Distortion did win the naming contest. So one of the 3 new Mountain Dew flavors that'll be coming out is going to be called Mountain Dew Distortion.
So that's kinda cool. It had like a chick on the front of it and it was blue.
Right.
It tasted a hell of a lot better. The one like 24-hour thing still has, I think, a fridge pack of each left. So as soon as I get my paycheck, I think tonight, either tonight or later tomorrow night, I can finally get those 2 and stash them in my room like I did last time, because they're always great whenever I'm up in the middle of the night. I'm just like, you know what? I need a drink or something.
Something different.
I mean, they're not even that bad over them mixed together.
Yeah.
The blue flavor by itself is holy, my fine.
All right. Well, thank you very much for that.
Well, Jim, sorry for the game message. I'm stoned. I just have a hard time believing that a burrito can break a windshield. But it was in the news. How could it be wrong?
That's true. That's true. Well, it depends how fast the burrito was going, I guess. Not sure what that noise is, so we'll move on.
Tim, this is Wilson. I'm an Indiana listener.
Hello.
Man, I love your fucking shows. Every day, I smoke a big fat joint, just listen to your show.
That's the way to do it.
Starts my day off right, man. Keep doing what you're doing. I'm going to be a side show member soon. You got to support the show, man. I try to spread the distortion as much as possible.
Well, you're definitely doing your part then. Thank you.
A couple of friends listening to the show with that beautiful, creamy shit, girl. Man, it's today's show with the fucking Cubic Laser Wolf.
My new name, Cubic Laser Wolf. I'm getting that put on business cards.
Jimmy Spiral Ham Fucker. Dude, you ever watch a movie that's so horribly bad you can't stop watching it because you just need to know?
I wonder if I could, like, if there's any wealthy Distorted View listeners who would pay me. Like, if I say, for $25,000, I'll change my name legally to Cubic Laser Wolf or whatever.
This shit ends. Oh, man, that's painful. Why do humans do that?
What was that? I didn't pay any attention to that.
Jimmy Spiral Ham Fucker.
Yes.
Dude, you ever watch a movie that's so horribly bad you can't stop watching it?
Yeah.
Because you just need to know how this piece of shit ends.
Yeah, and you're wondering, like, maybe things will turn around in the last, 20 minutes.
Oh, man, it's painful. Why
never
do humans
does.
Do that?
No, I don't know. Well, I mean, you've invested, an hour into this movie already, so you're like, well, fuck it. It's another half hour.
Jimmy.
Oops.
Gee, Tim Henson lied again. Who the fuck it? I just got up done watching your porch video, and I was hoping to see your cheesy balls.
Yes, I'm going to be working on that. I apologize. There was a reason, and I can't remember. Let me rephrase that. There was an excuse I was going to tell you, a lie, but I didn't get around to it. But it is something that I'm going to do very soon.
Timothy Hebron Henson, Dan from Texas here. Hey, man, I'm listening to the kick-ass porn audio.
Yes.
From the Friday show.
That was great stuff.
And, I was thinking about this in the back of my head, and I was like, this sounds ridiculously familiar. And this kind of sounds like a porn that would be directed by the Tourette's guy, who is no longer with us anymore.
Right.
But, the Tourette's guy who kept screaming Bob Saget every time something bad right. happened to him, like when he was getting stung by bees on the YouTube.
Right.
Anyway, it's the only thing that's popped in my head. But,
Tourette's guy there, thank you very much. A couple more here.
Hey, there, Tim. It's Groundskeeper Willie.
Of course.
Just calling in to say hi. Voice. And I feel, well, you know how at sometimes at like one point in your life, you feel that God or some other higher power has given you an opportunity and you have to do something with it?
No, I've never had that happen.
I think I have reached that moment because I was walking with my girlfriend a few days ago and she tells me about her new job, and it's working for about 3 hours a day.
Uh-oh.
With a heavily autistic child.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
go on. I'm interested.
I don't know what you want me to do. If you want me to relay some messages, record some audio.
Yes.
Possibly I could influence her to do some of this.
Absolutely. Record some audio. I will keep everything very, no names will be used. You're nothing. Your information is. Oh my God, I'm getting so worked up here, and I've popped a boner. Yes, of course I'll keep all your information safe. We won't give out any names or anything. But yes, record.
Hey Tim, this is Evan from Southern California.
Maybe you could ask them some questions. Like this, we could make it a trivia game. Ask them some basic, knowledge questions. Like, what color is the sun? Stuff like that. And then record their answers, and then we'll turn it into a little game. Do you think the autistic person knows what the fuck the color of the sun is?
Hey, Tim. This is Evan from Southern California.
Hi, Evan.
Are you a new caller? What's up? Oh, yeah. I'm listening to Friday, October 16th podcast, and this guy, it says that the freaks should stop bashing on each other. We should make a group or something. Called the Freaks United, or the FU.
Yes.
Yeah.
FU. So. The Freaks United. That's not bad.
All right. Have a good show, Tim. All right, Liz.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I used to sell a poster on Cafe Press that says Freaks Unite. I never put the connection that it's FU.
Hey, Tim. It's stupid. Gus from bogus.wordpress.com.
Wait, what was that?
Hey, Tim. It's Gus from bogus.wordpress.com.
Okay.
And I like how in the shows when you're listening to audience voicemails or you're reading stories, you're correcting the grammar and the spelling. You're just going nuts over the bad usage of English in the whatever it is that you're, I don't know, showcasing. I don't know what word it is.
Meanwhile, I can't pronounce anything. I'm the last person who should be criticizing.
Okay. Also, I was reading your MySpace page, and you went to OSU. How did that go? Because I'm thinking of going there.
Loved it.
And I want you
to graduate, but loved it.
How did you get in, Tim? Did you like it? What were you majoring in? I don't know.
Well, my major was technology education, but I wasn't going to be like a teacher. It was like I don't know what the fuck I was going to do with it. Like, training. I don't know what the fuck it was all about. It's a fucking bullshit degree that I didn't receive. And I don't know what I'm going to do now. I can go to Kent State if I want to. I could finish up a degree. I would love to do computer programming, but, there's so much math involved, and I'm a complete fucktard. So I don't know. Who knows what I'm going to do with my life? All I've got planned out so far is this, what I'm doing. God, I hope this never ends. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me. Show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line 48 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. It's an oh-God.
My ass feels like a burning angel. Oh.
Vote for us a podcast, Ali. Subscribe via iTunes. While you're over there, don't forget to rate us and leave us a nice comment on iTunes. Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about today's show. Got that little tweet button. You can tell your followers you listened. And we will be back tomorrow for the Big Tuesday podcast. Until then, have a great day. And bye, everybody.
I was so sick of boiling and drying and reusing old catheters.